6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys AFL Fantasy Live. We are talking round 8 and we're coming off another victory lap on a Thursday night. How will we fuck it up this time? Let's go!
Hodge has done it from nowhere.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys AFL Fantasy Live Show on your Friday afternoon. I'm your host Mitch Casey and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy, and I am joined by Luke Rogerson, coach of the Oxlongs. How are you, champ?
Oh, thanks, mate. I'm good. Thanks. You pat me on the head too.
You're good to be here, mate.
I liked your intro this week because I think we have been nailing Thursday nights recently.
Mate, the last three trade-ins have all been Thursday nights. Mm. Dacos, VC, bang. Petrarca, got him in, and then VC, Dacos as well, 120, bang. This week, Sheasel in, VC, bang. How the fuck am I still so bad?
You just need to bottle your Thursday night groovy voodoo and let it transfer across the weekend.
Oh, man, yeah, I tell you what, it is...
Or you just make both your trade-ins Thursday night and you just park the bus for
Have already been doing that, but I don't know. It's these rookies, man. It's these rookies. And speaking of rookies, we've got a bit of carnage this week.
I have heard that.
Yeah, some rookies getting dropped, some players not being there who, you know, we'll talk about Clayton Oliver and we'll talk about Tom Stewart as well. But yeah, there's a bit going on this round. There's a lot to factor out. I myself could be down to as little as 2 green dots on my bench, which is not good.
It's dire. I'm not much better. I mean, do you really count Finn O'Sullivan as a green dot? We had a conversation before we jumped on. If I need a sub 40 score for my life, Finn O'Sullivan is just about the guy that I'm going. This guy.
Well, you just died then because he went 49, mate.
He did. He had. It might even be his biggest game of the season. But the cash gen's not all that good, and the bench hygiene, I can smell it from here. So
yeah. Before we get to the game recap, I think we've got a few super chats there from a few of the people who've been there, ready and waiting. Yeah. Starting with Tim, who wants some help. He doesn't know what to do with Oliver, which is a good segue because I think Tim will answer you directly, but also I think a lot of people will get some value out of this. So, Clayton Oliver, what do we do with him?
Yeah, look, there's been mixed kind of word coming out over the last 24 hours about whether this is just a kind of week's rest because they're going to Perth and whether it's just like a little bit of a mental health pick me up and he kind of comes back in next week, no problems. Or whether this is something that they're kind of like throwing under the guise of that, but then perhaps it's like an ongoing thing. Good to see you've cracked your goat. Don't let that froth up on you, mate.
You shook this before you gave it to me. I swear.
Oh, I had to. It's about 3 years old. I had to go to the depths of the fridge again.
Mate, to pull out a goat beer. This is on Zach Reed tonight.
It probably shows that, Volga came out before it, so that's kind of where my head's
at.
About
it, okay. All right.
The thing that's in my head with Clayton Oliver is he, in the last 3 weeks, wasn't performing like a guy that we would anticipate him to be kind of scoring as. So my
question
to you,
to the eye just looked not as good to me.
He looked a bit off. And the question that I have to you is, like, he was eventually going to be in the gun anyway. Is this just one of those ones where you go, okay, well, it's a few weeks earlier than I thought and I'll just send him up to a decent premium?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Look, my gut says that he's going to be out for longer than just a week. Was sort of the initial feeling that I got when I saw the wording on the quotes and all that sort of stuff. And even if he is only out for a week, and if you trade him, it's not like you're trading out Nick Daicos and he comes back and you know, he's a guy that I think we never really considered him a top eight mid unless we saw him go back to his peak, but I don't think he's there. And yeah, with some, like, Petrarca move back into the midfield a bit more. We've seen Viney go in there and do a defensive role a bit more as well.
Tog was a little bit down. The other thing to keep in mind with Oliver here as well is obviously he's going to miss the West Coast game. So you've missed maybe some sugar there. And then in his six games leading up to the bye, he has Hawthorn, Lions, Sydney and Port Adelaide in there.
Yeah. St Kilda
and Collingwood in there as well. But four of the six you would consider probably tougher matchups. So
yeah.
I think if you make your trades this week and you can hold Oliver and you can still make the trade that you wanted to execute anyway and you can't make a better trade, then I think that that's not a bad option to
hold.
Which
might be something that what I'm doing, but I think in most scenarios, trading Oliver's the right move. Like, if you could get Oliver down to someone like a Ned Long, maybe even a Philippou, and then do a rookie upgrade, like, you might have to have a bit of cash banks to do that. That would be my most ideal trades. I looked at doing that and trying to get in Sheasel last night, but I was 18K off. So I had to, like, it sort of left me into the point where one rookie run, one rookie up, one rookie down got me to Sheasel. It was the same kind of thing. So I might be holding him. But there is also a bit of a world where you can have a look at, like, a Boxall tonight if you're trading him in. And if he goes awesome, then hold him. If he goes poorly, you can also do, like, a bit of an edit trade sort of scenario as well, which is what I'm looking for. So I think in most scenarios, he's a trade out because, he wasn't going top eight. I don't say more than likely, but has potential to miss longer than the 1 week.
Yeah.
Plus, he's missing the good matchup.
For sure. People are jumping in with the Super Chats, guys. We, of course, very much appreciate them. Do you want to quickly review last night's game, and then we'll spend a bit of time going through these Super Chats?
Yeah, let's do that, because there was a bit happening.
There was.
And there was. I just want to give myself a shout-out here.
That's not like you, mate.
No. The big boys are on fire, Luke. The big boys are on fire.
That is
because
a dirty
last
boss.
Week, well, it doesn't matter. I've got my VC. Last week,
arrogance.
Last week, we had the big boys with the number one captain picking side in the entire competition on the captain's challenge. And this week, we've started off with the first round with two of our top five. Tristan Sherry at number two with 121 and Harry Sheasel at number three with the 134. So
that's not beer, by the way.
What do you think it is?
It's like fruit juice.
So all of our Patreon members who got the inside scoop on the day of Thursday before the game, they would be sitting very, very nice, heading into the weekend, nice and relaxed. So if you want that feeling, guaranteed to keep it up. head over to patreon.com/ballboys.
But those
two big boys look to be back. Sheezy ball. It was beautiful.
It was great.
Kane Corns can call him out every day, every week. For all I care, as long as he keeps doing that, he's going to be great for fantasy. Played always halfback the whole time. He also gets 90% tog when he plays halfback.
Yeah, he's killer. I mean, he even added some tackles to that last night. You didn't really get burnt regardless of who you went last night. Sherry obviously went well, and then Zach Merritt kind of saved it on the back of a brilliant Calvinator rocket, can I just say.
Can I say he was number six in the big boys too?
Okay.
Well, not top five, but he was number six.
I got to shout the Calvinator out because I just had a look and saw that on Twitter, and it was more of a reverse than what was kind of rocket, and he did it really well.
Yeah.
But Zach Reed.
Zach the rookie Reed. Goat, I'm calling him.
Well, 2 weeks ago, people were calling for his throat.
No, a goat. I always believed in him. 90.
Yeah.
100% time on ground. Didn't come on and rest.
He's a good player, actually.
He's the new Nick Martin, I'm calling it. Nick Martin, move aside. Zachary, come on through.
Full of bold statements today, mate. I tell you what.
Yeah, it was a solid round. And like you said, your boy Finn O'Sullivan, he I don't know, might make a couple K this weekend. So yeah. There's that.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge news.
It's not down. Was there any other sort of things we need to highlight in this one? Tom Powell, 110.
Powell, he's back.
That's a nice bounce back for him.
I'm not buying it,
but I think those who held, I think it's a good thing for them. And Nick Martin with an 80, sort of trending more into that territory where I thought he would be, sort of 130 1 week, and then 2 weeks sort of 70, 80s, and then another 120, and then back to 70s, 80s. He'll fluctuate a little bit, in my opinion.
Okay, let's have a look at these Super Chats, guys. Yep. Like I said before, we do really appreciate them, so we're gonna dive into them now, and then we'll do some team reactions once that all happens. So, Hensa360, appreciate you. Says, hey, boys, word on everyone's lips is Oliver Reed 90 last night serves as cover for me, being able to hold. Are we holding or folding Clayton? And he's got a spicy take in there, Boxer 80 plus.
Oh, what's a...
If you think Box was going 80
that's
plus...
That's a good spicy take, if I do say so myself.
Well, hold or fold Clayton is with that Reed bench cover. That's
I mean, with the Reed bench cover, like a 90. If Oliver came out and scored 90, and you'd be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I think you would. So
if he was going to be on your bench, I think you can hold in that situation.
Yeah.
If on the off chance that he's back next week, there is a play to hold, and it's something. It might be something that I'm doing because I don't feel like my trading Oliver out is much better than me holding him. So you might as well cross your fingers that he's back next week.
Okay, Tony's got a question here, a super chat. It is a little bit. It is about Oliver, but with a little bit more specifics. Hey guys, which one would you go? Are we going Oliver to Dunks or the Tractor, or are we holding Oliver and trading Davidson to the Track with Boxer being the cover?
So this is where. It would depend on your the second half of that trade. You could do the Davidson to Petrarca as long as both of those players started and finished in your midfield. If you trade in Boxall and you put the E on him, and so obviously you've got the Oliver there, he scores all right. You just go continue with that trade. Okay, Boxall, I'm happy with the... And what would be the line? What would be the line, do you think? 70? Oh,
I'd take 70. Yeah.
70 would be pretty solid.
Yeah.
65, I'd almost think about it. You get your 70, and you go, okay, I'm going to keep that. You don't get your 70, puts up a 40, and you edit that trade, take out Davidson, put in Oliver, because then Davidson's now going to be on your field, Oliver's going to be gone, and you're not going to have to take that loop score. Plus, you're going to save yourself some cash in the bank for next week. That's sort of my game plan.
Bit of Lupe Fiasco for you there, Tony. I hope you kept
that. I hope that makes sense.
My eyes just glazed over. Lixton, appreciate your super chat, Lixton. It's Lats from Patreon.
Hey, Lats.
Hey, Lats, do you like this plan? Okay, even with Moraes and Stone, red dots, trade Oliver to Josh Dacos and Levi Ashcroft to Ned Long. Look, I'm doing something reasonably similar here, and it's going to mean that I eventually hold I hold those guys too. My thing at the moment is I'm thinking about Sanders to Long and Oliver to maybe even Jordan Dawson this week, in a week where I'm just like not 100% convinced on some of the value guys. I think that there's definitely merit to this trade.
He plays for Essendon. I think that you're getting two little mini half upgrades, so I think it's a solid trade. It was sort of my other option if I didn't launch into Sheasel last night. So obviously I was considering something very similar to this. So I do think it's a solid play.
Lats also wants to know your team value, mate. Give us a peek under the skirt.
Do I have to share?
Skirt.
I'm at 22.379 million with 44K in the bank.
Gross, mate.
It's pretty bad.
You suck. I'm at 35
no, you're
million.
Not.
Prove me wrong. You can't see it. No, I'm not much better than you, mate. 22.45 million with only 20K in the bank.
Okay,
so
you're right at the same.
I'm telling you, your team. I've been telling you, your team's not that bad. It's just the coaching that sucks. Okay.
Yeah, fair.
Well, Tim super chatted again, wants us to have a look at his team. I think we can have a look we're in the league with Tim. So we'll check that out for you, Tim. And we'll message you on Patreon.
Yeah,
How's that?
Maybe we'll do that privately for him.
Message you after. One Shot Kid, appreciate the super chat. Ranked top five.
Holy dooly. Let's have a look at.
That's impressive.
We can easily access your
coming
team.
Coming into this week, but was tossing up all week with Shees versus Wang and went with Shees. Thanks to the lads.
Hey, you're welcome,
mate. Let's go.
Hopefully we can see you at number one, maybe.
Hey, fuck yeah.
Oh my God, I'm getting nervous for you.
Absolutely.
Let's keep it going. Okay. And Tim has Sanders and...
Just got out of whack here.
Sanders and H. Have Sanders, Davidson, Ashcroft, Oliver. What do I do?
Hopefully, Tim, what we kind of spoke about before with some of those other Oliver trades hopefully can help
you
out.
Yeah, it really
there.
Depends on like if either of those two were on your bench and they're going to be good cover for him. I'm still like okay to trade Davidson ahead of Oliver if the end result is similar because Oliver's not going down, whereas potentially some of those other guys are. It just depends on your bench cover.
All right. Like we said, Tim, we'll message you after the show on the Patreon as well. Sahail, appreciate the super chat, Sahail. Very, very friendly. South African holiday is done finally. So back to Perth for Sahail. Who goes first? Moraes and Garcia? And who is the premium to go this week in any line? Cheers, guys. What a beauty of a week.
So... this is an interesting question because you've got Moraes here is at 452K. He's the emergency so far and his break even is 56. You've also then got Hugo Garcia who is supposedly named break even of 76, 592K. So he's got an extra 140,000 on his head, high break even. Look, if he's the sub, it's easily him. If he's like named out, right, I think it might still be him because then you're going to have 140K to play with next week. And even if he plays, he's probably going to go down in cash.
Mm.
And I'm not sure if he's on your field, then it might change potentially. If you're relying on his scoring, then maybe that changes the thing. But if he's on your bench and after last week, you wouldn't feel super comfortable putting him out on your field, really, would you?
You wouldn't. So, the second part of the question, Shees is off the board. Who now is the premium upgrade target for the week?
This week is tough. It's a hard week for me to sort of go, yep, confidently, this is the guy, which is why I really pushed for Shees last night. But let me have a look at some of my options in front of me here. I mean, I think if you missed Christian Petrarca, he would be my next guy.
Yeah.
That I would go there. But then I'm looking at a couple of defenders and forwards. The midfielders, to me, don't appeal too well to me this week. So Zorko, I think, is also at a really nice point where he's falling into a bit of a value where I'd be happy to pay for him. He went 180 on the Suns last year, so cross your fingers for that. Isaac Rankin, some people have asked about him this week. So if you missed him a few weeks ago, then he is still at value. And then Josh Dacos is probably the cheapest of the lot.
I'm probably a little bit higher on Dacos.
I'd be looking there as well. I still think he's good. Something doesn't scream top six to me, but I still think he's value than any of the other guys. But yeah, a lot of the midfielders, I don't think it's a midfielder week this week.
Yeah, okay. And I think we've got the one more super chat before we talk team reactions, and that is from Klopp. Hey, legends, eyeing off a gun next week. Who would you back in out of Dawson, Whitfield, Green, and Dunks?
For next week?
Next week, it would appear.
Okay. Dawson, Whitfield, Green, Dunks. I think it's Dawson for me.
Dawson is back to his exact starting price.
Is he?
He has gone up or down $0 for the year my estimation.
Yep.
And if he was in the same basket as Brayshaw at the start of the year where we kind of thought, oh, is this guy a little bit unders? It doesn't feel so bad picking him now necessarily, knowing that he's going to be a keeper in our teams.
I just think that he is the best player out of all of those players in terms of just fantasy producers. And I do think he, outside of maybe Green, he'll be the cheapest outside of Green, but I do think he's at another level to Tom Green.
And Whitfield is awesome, of course, as well, but you're paying overs at this point as well. Last super chat from Hansa says, Luke, get a shampoo sponsor for that lid of yours.
Hey! Bit of Head and Shoulders over here.
I might erect a fan just here so that we can get a little bit of flow. Somebody commented before that I'm a dead ringer for Phil Davis.
I've said that before.
I normally get Steph Curry, but...
No, you do not.
Oh, that's when I'm taking jump shots.
I've said Phil Davis. I agree with whoever said that. I reckon, there's a bit of Phil Davis there. I don't know.
Hey.
The Mo and the... Yeah, the Mo.
It's because I'm a dour defender.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. You haven't played a minute of defense in your life.
Correct.
All right, okay. Let's talk about
we're off track. What
the
are we
teams.
Doing?
No, it's fine to be off track with the legends giving their super chats in. So the team reactions, Stone and Moraes, two very popular rookies, dropped, as well as Oliver, which we've talked about, and Stewart dropped. So a lot of red dots piling up on our side, Luke. What are we? Are we concerned about this? Does this alter our trade plans in terms of maybe sacrificing a premium to get maybe some red dots off field? Like, what do we view these rookies as?
I'm going to hopefully view this a little bit optimistically. With maybe some cheaper options coming kind of down the pipeline in the next couple of weeks, I'm hoping that, like, for example, next week, I can sort out a Moraes and a Stone potentially and go to someone like a Philippou and feel pretty confident that hopefully he's going to be in that good role that we like and he can get, you know, close enough to being a top six forward.
Yeah.
So when I've had a look at my team, maybe I'm just kind of like forecasting that 1 week ahead and thinking, okay, even if I hold Moraes and Stone this week, you know, maybe there's something to do with it, to do with those guys next week as well. You've also got a guy who's not quite as cheap, but like a Chad Warner is coming down. He's obviously got a tougher matchup this week with a potential tag. But
he scored well last week, which sort of reset his break even. So, yeah.
So what's down, he at now?
So he's 483, break even of 42.
You're looking at Corey Warner, mate.
Oh, what are you talking about? Oh, Chad. I'm talking about the Chad. Oh, the lesser Warner.
I don't want to. I don't want to trade in Corey. Fuck me.
Sorry, Chad Warner, 855, 85 break even.
So I mean, he's obviously more expensive than what the poo is, but he's cheap on that end of premiums, and we can pick him up as a forward as well. So I don't think I'm like shitting myself this week and just going, oh, rookie fix up, but it's definitely something that we need to keep in mind.
Yeah, I think also like in terms of like trade outs, I don't think it would change my trade outs, especially if you were looking to trade out like the Davidsons or the Garcias, these guys that potentially go down in cash. Like the cash gen is not moving for many of these rookies basically at the moment. So they can all go. And so if someone's more expensive to get you a better premium, the only risk you are maybe running is if you do not have like an emergency on one of your lines. And I am running that risk this week in my midfield. Then if there's a laid out and you've got no pivotability, you run the risk of a donut. So it is probably a good idea to have, you know, an emergency on each line at least. I'm going to be potentially running the risk of not doing that. But obviously, yeah, got to be aware of the risks. Let's talk about the Sunday teams. Has anything happened?
I'm just having a look. So we probably expected it to be Gray that was chopped for Noah Bolter. So trainer lives on. Nothing super relevant. James Tunstall has been chopped at the Lions as well. So in comes Payne, McKenna, and
McLaughlin. That's a bit rough. That's a bit rough because we'd hoped, like, with the injury to... Who was their injury?
You tell me, man.
Kai Lohman. I thought with the injury there, he might stick around, but he is not. I also believe that... who was their cheap defender at the start of the year? Why am I blanking on his name?
Keddie Coleman.
I think he's supposed to be back this week, but might be playing through the VFL, is what I saw somewhere. So
he's not on the ins, so
maybe he's on the horizon, but obviously not playing in the number ones team. But no other real,
nothing super relevant
things to talk about there in those Sunday teams, which is, I guess, a good thing.
Yeah, we copped all the...
Finn McGuinness is back in for the Richmond Tigers. Obviously, juggernaut of a team, you've got to tag someone.
You got it. You got to take on Timmy T.
Yeah, Timmy T. He's going to get
the old paddle foot.
He's going to get the finger.
Kick over a jam tin, old Timmy T.
So that is that. Do you want to go to the next segment, which we've already revealed two out of the five names, but for those of you who maybe weren't on the Patreon and missed it, let's go.
Itching to get your goggles on.
Yeah,
let's talk big boys.
Woo! Oh, let's go. The big boys are up and about. So, obviously, number two and number three, Harry Sheezel. Tristan Sherry, number two. Sheezel, number three. They have gone big for me this week. Number one for the second week in a row is, in fact, Max Gawn. He rewarded me last week and broke the number one curse. Going 138 in the end and could have gone 160.
Yeah.
Missed the final 12. So I'm hoping, because he had that little rest at the end of the game, you know, he's feeling good and not, you know, too tired, and they're flying out west and he'll be ready to go. So despite TDK putting up that dirty 75 a few weeks ago,
Max ain't getting
rucks
tired.
Are still dominating. I think, was it Lloyd Meek?
Yes.
He had a 130 last week. a poet. I didn't even know it. So there's still been, they're still by far the easiest matchup for Rux. So he is someone that I think, you know, doesn't do a TDK. I'm going to chalk that game up as a bit of an outlier with some, you know, the heat and, you know, the low contested marks and those sort of things. Number two, Tristan Sherry. Three, Harry Sheasel. So they're obviously already gone. Number four, Jordan Dawson. I think he's going to go pretty well against Carlton. Now, Carlton aren't typically a easy matchup, but they are a team that plays the highest amount of stoppages in the comp. They allow the, I think, one of the highest amount of tackles of any teams. And you've got Matt Crouch out of the side. You've also got Sid Draper, who's been dropped as well, which I found curious. So, and who's the big fella? Thilthorpe. He's also not out. So he went down, I think, with a finger dislocation last week, which caused him to go forward. Scored zero in the fourth quarter.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So he scored 103 quarters. So he's running some good form. So I think he's going to do well against the Carlton Blues. Similar sort of a matchup to Bailey Smith had last week. And speaking of the great man, Bailey Smith rounds out the top five at number five. He, to me, some idiot in the preseason mentioned something stupid, the fact that he reckoned he was going to be the number one scorer in the game. But I am coming around to that take. I'm not sure you even heard me there. That he's going to be the number one scorer for the game. And I think this is a solid, if not great, matchup for him. He just seems to get it done every single week.
This was the great man that predicted it.
Yeah, that idiot.
I'm on absolute fire.
So those are the big boys, the top five for round eight. Hopefully we can get a number one spot again. That's back week. Wouldn't that be nice?
Hey. It would be nice.
It would be. Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
Agree.
Should we predict the future?
Let's do it.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Spicy takes.
Tee it up for us, mate.
Bit late on the maracas, bit late on the turnaround. Oh. It's spicy take o'clock.
Now, someone stole my spicy take already.
Did they?
Yeah. So now I look like the copycat, though I had it written down.
That's you, mate. That's you to a T.
But my spicy take was that Hugh Boxall goes 80+.
Doesn't work unless you hold the maracas.
On debut. And he is going to cement his spot. And it's going to be Hugo. See you later. He's going to be the sub, and he's not even. This is actually extension spice take. Hugo Garcia starts at the sub, doesn't come on the field. Just an extra little fuck you to Hugo Garcia.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, because Boxall's dominating so well, and they don't need to take anyone off.
That was an out of the box spicy take, mate. I think it was good.
All right, what about yours?
Out of the box.
Out of the box. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, my spicy take has to do with Petrarca Christian.
Okay, yeah.
It's a nice
as opposed to the other Petrarca.
It's a nice matchup. Yeah, he's mum or something. It's a nice matchup, but I think we're going to see 130 plus from CP, and I think it's going to be on the back of 4+ goals.
Oh! Does that mean he's playing forward, or is it just all from the midfield?
He's just dominating.
Running off out of the stoppage.
Yeah, still a few people looking to trade him in this week. So
it's a bit lukewarm, I reckon.
I'm good. Okay, should I go? Okay. Hugh Boxall, starting sub. Starting sub and finishing sub.
Oh, no.
Somehow. He wears the green vest and the red vest.
So, if you haven't worked it out by now, Luca's not getting in Hugh Boxall this week.
Next week, maybe.
Oh, Henza! Even spicier. Goes a ton for Hugh Boxall. That's 2-1. You lose.
He's ramped it up. Let's go, Boxall.
Oh, no, just and Bales also reminds me that we are up against each other this week, so... He hasn't beaten me in the Content Creators Cup year. So, hey, look, this is your year, mate. This is the year. Mate. And you have Guesty. Mate, it's the Fanatics versus the Ball Boys.
It is. Bales, easy win for you this week. You got the whipping boy. You got the whipping boy of the Content Creators Cup in Mitch.
Yeah, well, there's guaranteed someone on my field's going to put up a 20 or less. It just seems to happen so far in my size. So, yeah.
BEA, beautiful. All right, question time.
Let's hit the questions, guys. If you have any questions, drop them down in the chat below. Or if you want to, and if you want to, drop in your spicy takes in the comment section below. And while you're there, give this video a little bit of a thumbs up, a little bit of a like. It does help out the show a fair bit. So drop your questions in. If you've popped a question in earlier and it didn't get read out, just rewrite it down the bottom because that's where we'll read it from now. Because Luke's eyes are not so good, so we try to limit moving the questions as much as possible, you old man.
I'll get to the point where I'll have to wear the glasses on him.
All right, let's start with a question. Well, okay, so not a question, but Tyler says, Tom Morris just tweeted that Philippou is a possible late out, apparently. And so is Tommy. He's saying that Philippou is out there. So, okay, that helps Boxall. Spicy take.
That's good. Good thinking of your spicy take. Not helping people who were going to trade him in, Mitch. What are those
people?
At least
they don't have him in already. So it's obviously you don't trade him in now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reverse that trade.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Reverse that trade.
That's what you didn't do with Tom Stewart in your Bolter team a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that actually cooked me. I totally forgot that I traded him in that week and he was out.
Even camping.
Oh, man. Don't have too many teams, kids. You're going to fuck one of them up.
So yeah, if you,
talking to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, appreciate it, champ. if you were going to go the poo and you're like in those areas now,
Ed Long's like 6K away.
Yeah, and if you already had him, it probably means you just have to adjust your trade outs. It means maybe Oliver gets on the chopping block, you know, other than those rookies, and you got to go up to someone potentially. It's a bit of a shit thing, but looks like they don't want to play him underdone, so we'll wait till next week.
Yeah, Bogues is coming with a question here that he's saying, he's finally caught us live. Thank you very much, Bogues11. He asks, would you take Zeret's 117 or keep the C on Nakos? I'm a softie when it comes to VCs. I would take the 117 every day of the week.
Yeah, I don't even think that's a softie. 117 you're taking because...
That's a great captain.
Yeah, I mean, like, you'd be over the moon if Dacos went 120 and you only stand to gain 6 points.
And you got a lot to risk there. I'll give you a hint. Like, Nick Dacos, he's in my top 10, but he's more towards the bottom of the top 10. I'm just... At some point, someone has to tag him within an inch of his life. They're coming. Now, Geelong are a good matchup, but... There's a very strong likelihood that he doesn't go that 117. So, yeah, I would just take it and, be happy with it.
Matthew says, hey, lads, first time, long time. So, appreciate you, Matthew. Which pairing would it be Josh Dacos and Dylan Moore with 0K in the bank? Or is it going to be Lockie Ash and Huthwaite with 135 in the bank? McKenzie out with the broken hand has to be...
hot on Husty. Husty. Don't know if I... Is that the nickname we're rolling with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Embrace
Husty, it. Husty, yeah. Rusty Husty. Dylan Moore, Josh Dacos, or Lockie Ash, Huthwaite. I don't know if I'm sold on the Huthwaite pick.
I'm not, but I'm still a little bit skeptical on Dylan Moore as well.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, there as well.
So can we offer an alternative? I mean, if you don't have Long, could it be Josh Dacos and Long, bring in a Collingwood pair?
I'm trying to think of the dollar figures. I think that works. Yeah, it would work. And I probably would prefer that. Dylan Moore.
Depends where you're trading in Dylan Moore as well.
He does have Richmond.
I mean, he's played easy matchups this year. He played West Coast last week and scored 85. So
which is all right.
That's not enough.
I'd probably, of those two options, I'd still go there.
Still go the first one. I think it is proven scoring compared to potentially what Huthwaite there. But you did say you were hot on Husty. So if you know something we don't know, then...
I am still fairly convinced that the GWS system that they've been playing, where they've been chipping it around Lockie Whitfield and Lockie Ash, the two Lockies... Lockie squared, they've been getting the benefit of that, and it hasn't been resulting in GWS wins. And I think that there's a very real scenario where soon you could see that being changed. Like, they're going to switch that up a little bit. It reminds me a little bit like the Freo situation last year.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they'll still be good. I think they're better players than those Freo guys, especially Luke Ryan and just like how much they're going to get the ball in transition anyway. But I do think you can expect their scoring to drop.
The trouble is, too, if there's one of those two that's going to hang on to the points, you better believe it's going to be Lachie Whitfield. Yeah. Cactus snuck in with a super chat. Thank you very much, Cactus. We appreciate it. Can we tick off Oliver to Brayshaw?
You're still, and I am as well, a little bit nervous about Brayshaw, aren't we?
Yeah, so Cactus, this is the thing. We both own Andy Brayshaw and have loved owning him for the last couple of weeks, but the little flag on it is the tackle numbers are high, the mark numbers are low, and if you go back and look at Brayshaw's previous seasons, he normally gets those ceiling scores with high marks. So he's done it for a couple of weeks now, but
he's playing great footy. Let's put it out there.
He is, but if those tackle numbers drop off, you can see that ceiling dropping away too. So. Yeah. It's one of those ones that sounds a little bit rich because we've been happy owners for the last couple of weeks, but it just makes me a little
nervous. If it was a couple of weeks ago, I'd be much more enthusiastic about it because he'd be priced. But he's priced at 109 now. I don't know if he goes 109. I think that might be sort of where he's at right now. So I'd be chopping a little bit. Like, would you rather Jordan Dawson or Andrew Brayshaw? They are the exact same price. I would rather go Jordan Dawson. Now, you might already have Jordan Dawson, but I would tick it off, but I'd also maybe potentially look for some other cheaper options, save a bit of cash. Maybe it's a Zorko in a different line using a bit of DPP. Like I said, though, the mids, I don't love a lot of options. So if you need a midfielder, I'd be happy to tick it off because I can't really give you someone that I'm like, he's way better. Go here instead as a midfielder. Petrarca, Zorko, some of those other guys I mentioned before, I'd be more keen to go as a bit cheaper.
Okay, Hutchmate asks, Berg and Oliver to track and then one of either Rivers, Zorko or Peatling. I sound like the sound of Zorko there, if you can afford Zorko.
Yeah, I think Zorko for me. 103, he can go stretches of 110. He's got the final buy round.
Yeah.
I think it's a decent time to get in Zorks.
We'll quickly talk about those Melbourne defenders for a sec because they're coming off a really good run. So I'm talking names like Bowie, I'm talking Rivers. I mean, let's even throw
Salem,
maybe even Lindsay in there a little bit. They've been coming off an amazing run, and I think averaging 118 marks over the last 2 weeks, but over the course of the season, it's down sort of in the mid-90s. In their next six, they come up against four tougher matchups, Sydney, Hawthorn, Brisbane, and Port Adelaide off the top of my head. And I just don't think that they're going to see those high mark numbers. So I'm not saying
that teams are going to let them do that.
I'm not saying those guys won't play well, but like if you're coming up against Melbourne next week and you've just watched what they've done the past 2 weeks, are you going to allow that? Like, no.
I think clearly those guys have been good picks because their game plan is different. I mean, Trent Rivers, we didn't want him to be playing that role at the beginning of the season. So I think Bowie and Salem are going to be better than they've been in the past. Like they might, for example, have career years because of the way that Melbourne are playing. But I think they've gone up. Like Bowie's gone up nearly 250K. Salem's nearly gone up 100,000. I just think it's a bit too much now to pay. I'd be shopping elsewhere.
Henry here has a spicy take. Boyd late in. Henry is an agent of chaos.
Oh, I would love a bit of that. Boyd actually, late in. You know who wouldn't like that is a man who slid in my DMs last night, Holmesy. He's doing a bit of a sneaky Rowan Marshall trade.
Okay.
I don't know if he wants me to spoil that, but sorry, I don't think I have the balls to follow him, but yeah. That'd be very interesting. There'd be some cash, Jen.
There'd be some cash, Jen.
Keeler was out, wasn't he? Was he named out?
You'll have to check. It could ruin a few people's loops if you don't have another option there as well.
Mate, I've got loops. Looping is not an issue for me anymore.
It's not all about you, Mitch.
It is not an option.
Apparently, Bales is just saying in the chat, we're talking to 400 or 500 people. So if you are watching, please smash the like button if you can.
And if you are watching, this is a Patreon question. I want to follow this up with everyone else in the chat here. If you had a fantasy superpower, what would it be? What if, like, in terms of you could see
forecast things?
You could predict which captains was going to go the best, or you could predict the best rookie of the week, or something like that. I want to see everyone's fantasy superpower. If you can give us a funny answer, that'd be fun to read out. Eskimo brother asks, Tom Green or Josh Dunkley? Josh Dunkley is priced higher. He is priced at 109. There's actually so many of these players priced at 109 right now. He has been Mr. Consistent, though. He is just week in, week out. I will say he's also one of the big boys in the top 10. He's the exact same, 1.080, same as Dawson, same as Brayshaw. But Tom Green is cheaper, 1.024. You've not been a big fan. I have Tom Green in my team.
Yeah.
Last week was disappointing. I am still waiting. What I said before about the GWS backs and that changing, I think if and when that does change, will help Tom Green. Do you agree with that line of thinking?
I don't disagree with it. My I guess flags on Tom Green have been the ones that I've had for the last two or three years. I know that in various stages I've been proven wrong because he's scored really well, but like a lot of things have to go right for Tom Green to score well. He'll get his 30 touches, but is he only going to have two marks and two tackles? Whereas I feel more confident in other guys like Dawson, like Dunkley, that when they have those like four possession games, I can still count on four tackles, four marks, which is just going to kind of give you those scores that you want.
I will say, so far this year, he's only had two games below two tackles, two marks, and only one game below two marks. Sorry, flip that around. One game below two tackles, two games below two marks.
Yeah. Okay. And it'd be interesting. I mean, it'd be interesting to go and see what those other guys are like in your Dawsons, in your Brayshaws, in that kind of thing. So,
yeah. I lean on Tom Green still here, though. Just in terms of the question that was asked.
Yeah. Okay.
Green or Dunkley? I'm just going the cheaper player because I think it is a coin flip between the two of them and who addresses more. So I just get the cheaper guy.
Good call. We got a couple more sneaky super chats in there. Lauren, thank you very much for your super chat. Bringing in the tractor. Just everyone's getting a nickname today.
Everyone has a nickname.
Is the other trade in? Is it Warner or Rivers? If you have to pick out of these two, Lauren, I'm going to suggest Warner, even though I think that there's the potential for a tag, and it's obviously a tougher matchup this week. But I think that maybe you're going to see the fruits of the Warner trade in the weeks to come. Whereas
we believe more in Warner being a season long keeper, top six in his line, than we do Rivers.
Yeah, we don't want to sell you up the river either there, so.
Yeah, just be aware that I think this week will be tough. Hopefully he avoids the tag, but he could get one.
Mark says, and again with a super chat, thank you, Mark, trader moved to the interchange, fellas. Any concern?
Well, he wasn't on the interchange when he was named the sub last time, was he? So, who fucking, maybe this is a good thing. It's...
Who else is on that interchange for the team?
It's tough because I think they play... When do they play?
They play on that Sunday middle game.
Second last game. I mean, there is concern with the Noah Bolter thing. Definitely. I don't think him moving to the bench in terms of the team sheet is something that we really need to read into too much because it didn't matter last time.
Yeah, and
I think the Noah Bolter inclusion is more just in itself the concern.
Looking at a couple of the other names on that Tigers interchange, I feel confident that there's at least a few sub-eligible guys there. So hopefully Trainer. And when Trainer did get the vest the last time, I think there was a little bit of commentary around, just like a little bit of a rest for young player. It would now seem strange to give that young player a rest in, two out of the last four weeks.
Then it's not a rest. Then it's a suck.
Yeah, agreed. Alex, with a super chat as well. Thank you so much, Alex. Moraes and Oliver to Boxall and the Wang or Zorko. That's the first option. Or is it Oliver and Ashcroft to Long and Josh Dacos? Lashcroft, I'm assuming, as well.
So, yeah, this is similar to what I sort of had going on here. I think... What do you think about Ashcroft this week?
See, my trades are more similar, Alex, to your second ones, bringing in Long and Josh Dacos. Instead, however, I'm bringing in Long and Jordan Dawson. Jordan Dawson, I feel quite confident as a keeper in his line. Josh Dacos, I'm high on, but less convinced about. And that's probably why I think the first one. So, Moraes isn't playing, okay? You're moving he and Oliver. You're getting in Boxall, who is going to be the popular rookie of the week if he's not named the sub. And then I'd choose Zorko of those two. I think Zorko's more unders than what Wang is right at this moment. And Wang has a few question marks on the role as well. I know he scored well in the midfield this week just gone, but you only have to go back 2 weeks to watch him play in the midfield and barely score any points. I think it was maybe the third quarter and the start of the fourth from memory. So
slowed right down.
So I'd probably go with Zork and Boxall.
I think I agree. I just think it's a good chance to get rid of Red Dot with a few of the outs this week.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think? We get through maybe three more questions?
Oh, sounds about right to me. What it has... Okay, I wanted to... let's go Matt's question here. He's doubled up, so we'll give him the love. Hey, boys, going Oliver to track and Sanders to long with 186K in the bank. Is that okay to do? Or Sanders to track and Lawler to box, holding Oliver and play box, is not able to bring him into the mid with no DPP. So not able to loop him there, I'm assuming, Matt... Sorry, I'm just going to scroll up so I can keep seeing his question here. The first option was Oliver to track and Sanders to long. That's kind of more where I would go, I think, Matt, in this case. You're still getting a nice upgrade, I would say, in going Oliver to Petrarca and then Sanders to long. The cash there means that you're pretty much guaranteed an upgrade next week. And I still think... Like Sanders to long, it's a positional upgrade for sure.
Yeah, I agree. You're definitely getting a better role with long. Long's one of those
Adam
ones.
Adam Treloar's back this week as well. We didn't mention in the teams.
Yeah.
So in terms of Sanders.
Sanders also is playing Port Adelaide. It's a tough matchup. Am I right in saying it's Port?
Yes, it is.
The other thing.
At Mars.
Yeah, yeah. It's the travel time is killer there. The players tend to tighten up on the spaceship.
Yeah. Gravity also very important.
Yeah.
Footy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to keep your team grounded.
mentally. Although, is gravity, is it stronger or not as strong at Mars? It could be the other way. I don't know. I'm going to check my science there.
It's not a science podcast.
No.
You can quite clearly see that.
I'm picturing the moon, but it could be the total opposite. Anyway, let's keep going.
I actually don't know where we were.
But your Sanders can go, I think.
Sanders can go. The thing, so Sanders to long as well is, yes, it's a positional upgrade as well. But you're going to make some cash there too. And
continue the cash, Jen.
I mean, worst case scenario, long just has to be traded in a couple of weeks' time, and you upgrade him to a top dog as well. So yeah. I think
that way.
I think it's not too late.
Minimonks flooded in with a question here. He's got a quick one for us. Trainer and Petrarca on field, or Cleary and Jordan O'Clark? Jordan O'Clark? Who's that? I'm assuming it's Jordan Clark from Freo.
No, it's the Italian Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan.
Jordan O'Clark of the halfback line. Yes, very nice. That's turned into Borat. I don't know what's happening.
Your Italian sounds a lot like
Kazakhstanese. Okay, stop fucking around, Mitch. Answer Minimonk's question.
That went horrible. Okay, Trainer and Petrarca on field, or Cleary and Jordan Clark? I'm leaning the first one. Cleary. Maybe I'm jaded because he gave me a 33 last week. The dog. No, not last week. The week before. And GWS is a tough matchup. And the 33 was against a Port Adelaide in a similar tough matchup. And I probably would back Petrarca over Clark in a West Coast matchup. So I'm probably going there, Minimonk.
Also, Minimark, you're a fucking legend, so don't listen to a couple of hooligans drinking goat beer made with bits of real goat.
Really?
That's how you know it's good.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we got two more super chats, and then we are out of here.
Okay.
Let you guys have a fiddle. Tyler says, Huswait and Zorko, or Long and Jacos?
This is where I'd go the second one.
Yeah. I don't trust Huswait enough.
Yeah. We're both not on Huswait.
Even with injuries and suspensions.
Yeah, Huswait on that one more week.
Nope, that's not one. last one. Gamo says, hey, lads, what's your thoughts on bringing in the Poo for Davo and Zork Wang Sinclair for Oliver?
Well, apparently the Poo's out. And normally that's a good thing, Luke, but...
Yeah, if the poo's not out, you, tend to be in trouble. It's probably a visit to your GP.
But in this situation, the poo, we want the poo in.
Yeah.
Our teams.
Yeah.
So...
Grab the Banner Fiber, poo's in.
Yeah, so don't go that option. I want to actually... Let me just... For confirmation's sake...
You don't go to Twitter for confirmation, mate. You go to Twitter for rumours. The rumor mill.
Okay, I'm not getting anything of value in this little tweet here. Oh no, this is incredible podcasting. How do I spell his name?
Bit of dead air. Do you want me to do some elevator music?
Yeah. I can't find anything. So I have to double check that one. But it sounds like he's out. And I probably wouldn't launch on him straight away anyway. So
I think these goat beers have got to my head. It might be time that we let the people go.
Yep. Thank you very much, guys, for tuning in on your Friday afternoon. Hope you're round.
Finish that too.
Yeah, let me do my outro, all right? And then I'll shotgun this last little bit. So make sure you guys give this one a big old thumbs up. Make sure you're subscribed. And if you want the best captains in the land on your Thursday afternoon before the first game of the round, go to patreon.com/ballboys and make sure you guys subscribe there for the measly price of $10 per month. You'll get our captains. You'll get our trade targets. You'll get the Rogers round review and an exclusive 2-hour podcast of us answering an excruciatingly long amount of questions.
Hey, favorite part of the week.
Excruciating only for us, not for you guys. We will see you guys next week reviewing Round 8. Until then, bye!
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.